Get your free 2018 Year Ahead Horoscope Report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Cancer, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, January the 6th and the whole week ahead. Now don't forget, you're still under the sway of that full moon in your sign, so closing down areas of your life that are no longer working is still very relevant. Batten down the hatches emotionally, because you don't want to be swept away by past feelings that are redundant. So time to let go, and don't forget that. If you want a new life, you've got to get rid of aspects of the old one too. Here's your Sunday stars. Wow, the power of Mars and Jupiter in the sign of Scorpio has to be seen to be believed. And for you, it gives extra energy, extra impact. I mean, we're talking about high octane stuff here in your fifth house. I want you to understand your fifth house. It's in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Get to know it, get to understand it, because it's going to be big time for you now when it comes to your love life and your creative force. And here's your Monday stars. The energy that now comes from the sign of Capricorn, which is your seventh house of relationships, and the power of the fifth house, which we spoke about yesterday, means this is all about one of the most powerful periods in your love life, and I'm talking about a relationship. It can also mean that there is a love between you and somebody else for a business project, for something ambitious, but it can also mean there's no love lost between someone that you're involved with, and more about that tomorrow. And here's your Tuesday stars. There is so much happening in the sign of Capricorn, and ultimately it's all very good indeed. In fact, it's a powerhouse of loving energy. But if you're with the wrong person and there is no love lost between you and someone else, then this is the perfect time for you to move into new loving fields by just realizing this ain't gonna work, and you're in a make or break period when it comes to a partnership. Here's your Wednesday stars. For those of you who have no one in your life, then this is the most powerful period for you to meet someone and find someone. It doesn't matter how you do it. It can be online, or it could be you getting out and about. It doesn't matter. But the power of the stars now puts you absolutely with somebody who could be life-changing for you, and you life-changing for them. And here's your Thursday stars. With Mercury dashing into Capricorn and joining everything in your seventh house, check out the seventh house. Understand it, know about it, because the seventh house in my book, You Can Change Your Life, is all about you and somebody else. If you've no one in your life, then you could soon meet someone. If you've somebody in your life who you get on with, it could be move on to the next level. Or it could well mean that you don't get on with someone and it's time to move on. So much happening. And here's your Friday stars. With the moon now in the sign of Sagittarius, it just means taking a step back. What does that mean for you as a Cancerian? Resting more, taking your time to protect and preserve your health. And if you're not feeling at your best, then get things checked out. See what you can do to improve your well-being, or just bring more wellness into your life.
Get your year ahead personalized horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi. Each report is based on your specific time, date, and place of birth, and contains your monthly and daily horoscope for every day of 2018. You can also try before you buy. Visit russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi for your free preview.